This is Akashwani. The news read by Purnima Samant Kadakoti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten. He called on King Willem-Alexander and Queen Maxima in The Hague this afternoon. The visit carries significance beyond bilateral ties and is expected to shape broader India-EU relations following the recently concluded India-Europe Free Trade Agreement. Addressing a community program in The Hague, Netherlands, as part of his five-nation tour, Prime Minister said the world is facing a series of unprecedented challenges, including the COVID-19 pandemic, ongoing conflicts, and an emerging energy crisis. Highlighting global efforts to strengthen economic resilience, the Prime Minister said India and the Netherlands are jointly focusing on building robust supply chains. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also underlined India's growing global role, describing the country as a land of opportunities in the 21st century that is driven by both technology and human values.
21st sadi ka Bharat avsaron ki bhoomi hai. भारत टेक्नोलॉजी ड्रिवन भी है और ह्यूमैनिटी ड्रिवन भी है. भारत जितना एंशियंट है उतना ही मॉडर्न बन रहा है और विकसित भारत की जर्नी में भागीदारी का भी है. मैं नेदरलैंड्स में भारतीय समुदाय के सभी साथियों से कहूंगा, आप भारत में ज्यादा से ज्यादा सहयोग बढ़ाएं. इससे भारत का सामर्थ्य भी बढ़ेगा और आपके इन्वेस्टमेंट पर रिटर्न भी ज्यादा मिलेगा.
After concluding his visit to the Netherlands, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sweden tomorrow on the third leg of his five-nation tour. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has made the study of three languages compulsory for students from class 9th beginning from the 1st of July this year. In a statement, the board said that at least two of the three languages must be native Indian languages in line with the National Education Policy 2020 and the National Curriculum Framework for School Education 2023. CBSE has clarified that there will be no board examination for the third language, R3, in class 10th, adding that all assessments for R3 will be entirely school-based and internal. CBSE also informed that no student will be barred from appearing in the class 10th board examinations due to R3. The Ministry of Education has expressed serious concern over the growing number of out-of-school children in the country, especially in the 14 to 18-year age group. A high-level meeting chaired by School Education and Literacy Secretary Sanjay Kumar discussed the issue and reviewed the implementation strategy for a proposed new initiative by the National Institute of Open Schooling. During the meeting, Mr. Kumar said that according to available data, out of every 100 children entering class 1, only 62 reach class 12. He noted that more than 2 crore children in the 14 to 18 years age group are currently out of school. The secretary said that economic hardships, domestic responsibilities and livelihood-related challenges are among the major reasons forcing children to drop out of the education system. Economic Offences Wing, EOW, of Delhi Police has busted a Goods and Services Tax, GST, fraud cartel and has arrested 6 people. Addressing the press conference, Additional Commissioner in EOW, Ravi Kumar Singh, said that the accused were operating fake firms. A Delhi court today sent the alleged kingpin in the NEET paper leak case, P.V. Kulkarni, and another accused, Manisha Vaghmare, to CBI custody for 10 days. Special CBI Judge Ajay Gupta remanded Kulkarni and Vaghmare in CBI custody after the probe agency submitted that the duo needed to be taken outside the national capital for further investigation. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders were 73-1 in 7.1 overs against Gujarat Titans at Eden Gardens in Kolkata when reports last came in. Earlier, Gujarat Titans won the toss and opted to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.